Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Laurie Beth Jones on my radio blog talk show, and I am privileged this morning to have as a guest Chanel McMillan. Chanel has been with us for a number of years and has turned into a real ardent champion of our Path for Teens program. Chanel, welcome.
Thank you so much.
So tell us, how did you first get involved with the Path?
My first experience was a gift. It was the gift of your book, The Path. I want to say, I'm guessing about 6 years ago for Christmas, I received it. And I was really struggling personally in my life. And that book just became second only to my Bible in a season where I was just really searching out my purpose, my mission, and the vision for my life.
Wow. So what is your mission?
My mission is to ignite, inspire, and restore purpose in myself and others.
Ooh, I love that. Mm-hmm. And I happen to be aware of your element, but share it with our listeners.
I am a double fire. Yes.
And how has knowing that impacted your personal life?
Oh, it's really changed the way that I just accept myself. And I was always challenged with, why am I always having to give advice, take control, be the visionary, the mover and the shaker? And I struggled with it because in groups of people, I always felt like it was just a challenge to keep my mouth shut. And I always thought there was something wrong with me. And then when I discovered as a double fire, that's who we are, that's how we're hardwired, that's how I was created to be, then it just helped me to just refine the gifts and the challenges that come with being a double fire.
And one of my favorite stories about you is that you actually were involved in an extreme home makeover. They did a show in your area about a woman police officer who had been shot, and you donated tons of money and materials from your company, and you were saying that you got on the set and you quickly realized the elements of everybody and started teaching it and helped bring order to building a house in, like, you know, 1 week. So I love that story about you. Now, let's talk about the Path for Teens.
Okay.
You are our par excellence train the trainer, and you have trained people that are now around the globe in this program. And just this week, you had a big graduation ceremony around the Path. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Actually, what it was is ShareFest, which is a local community development. It's like an ecumenical community development company that I partner with. They actually had what they call their Evening of Community. And what we had was one of the students who graduated last June through my Path for Teens program from a continuation high school, Avalon High School, Ruby, who is a firewater and really struggled with the sense of, why am I sensitive when I feel like I'm such a take-charge person, and chose for herself the core value of risk, and which is interesting because she's very shy and quiet. During the whole 9 weeks we were together, she was very quiet during the process, but her answers were very, very, very deep.
Wow.
And well thought out. She came to our evening of community, and she stood up and she shared about what the Path for Teens program had done for her. And in fact, from March to June, while we were in this process, she excelled at several of her academic courses that she had in this continuation high school, and in June received the Most Improved Student Award.
Oh, wow.
And that was so powerful for her.
How did knowing her mission and her element and her vision, how did that help her in school?
She said that it really helped her to take control of her own life.
Mm-hmm.
She learned to really make smarter decisions when she was doing things. It gave her self-confidence. It gave her balance. It kind of taught her, she said, to just look at everything and know that she's the one that has the power to take control of her life. No one else is in charge of her anymore. And that was really powerful for her. That was such an epiphany.
Now, describe the 9-week course. What do the students learn in those 9 weeks?
In the 9 weeks, we kind of take them through three different modules. And the first module is talking about who am I. We talk about their personal element, whether they're an earth, wind, fire, water, or blend. and what that means and what they value and what motivates them. And we talk about their gifts and their talents and their interests. And we do a really important portion of talking about the past and how you were shaped and the things that were spoken into your life, and were they positive and were they negative, and do you own those negative, or can you give those up and take something positive and put it in that place? And we talked about their positive self-talk, their future self, and then in Module 2 we talked about a sense of mission, what it means to have a mission. What is the core value? What drives them? How can they take that and put it into action and create a sort of stepping stone and kind of like some action steps to move out of their mission and into a vision? And then we go into a whole series on writing a vision statement where they create their own personal vision. We give them 8 action steps to really put legs to what they've written so that it's not just on a piece of paper, but it's something that they're going to continue to walk out for the rest of their lives. And then we talk a little bit at the end, about just community service and how to turn what their gifts and talents are into giving back to their local community.
Oh, I just love that. Hmm. Tell us a little bit about the 7 pillars and the choices that they have there and what impact you've seen.
The 7 pillars is interesting because a lot of them found that they were really in 1 or 2 or excited about 1 or 2. So we talked about business.
Can you tell us first what the 7 pillars are? Or I'll
sure.
Do that.
The
7 pillars of society, we believe, are business, education, healthcare, faith and service organizations, the government, mass media, and the disenfranchised. So
right.
What we do there is we show these 7 pillars, and then we ask the students, which one of these is falling, which sometimes that is a clue, because if they're really concerned about one of those pillars, that means that they might have a calling in that area. So that's just kind of setting you up there. Okay, so go ahead.
Thank you. Absolutely. And a lot of the students found that the pillars helped them to start thinking about college.
Right.
The pillars helped them to start thinking about not only what they wanted to do as far as a vocation or career, but really where they wanted to focus their heart and their passion. And what I try to share with them is that your career should be a focus around your heart and your passion. And so many times these children are told, go be a doctor, you make good money. Go into
right.
the banking, you'll make good money. And they're looking for something that's going to make them happy. And that's not
that.
Necessarily the same thing. So we talked about follow your passion, follow your first love, and let that be your career. Don't let that just be something that you do on your spare time.
And one of the things that I've observed in seeing it with the schools is that the kids, when they get clear about their mission and their vision, and then they select a pillar of society that they really want to impact, suddenly the courses, it becomes easier for the teachers because the students then are magnetized towards those courses that are going to help them get where they want to go.
Absolutely.
So what other stories can you share of students that you've seen where this has impacted them?
We have one student that was going to regular high school and was really challenged because of some problems at home with a mother being ill and taking care of siblings, and fell behind in school and showed up to her counselor at school, and the counselor told her, you know, you should just quit.
Oh, my goodness.
Her school counselor told her, you should just quit. And not knowing then that she was a wind fire personality, she just knew in her heart that quit wasn't an option. So she searched the area and found the continuation high school, Avalon High School, and showed up there and said, this is where I am. This is what my counselor told me to do, but I need to finish school. I want to be a nurse. I want to do something with my life.
Wow.
So not only did she get a second chance, Avalon's called the Second Chance High School. She came into the high school. She joined the leadership group and then had an opportunity to go through the Path for Teens program. And in alignment with what I do with Path for Teens, I started working as a regional director of a nonprofit called Operation Progress.
Wow.
And we provide financial assistance and educational support at a post-high school level to the students that sometimes don't have the funds or the means themselves to do so. So we took from Operation Progress one of our scholarships and provided it to this young lady for her to go to school to become a nurse.
Oh, wow, that gives me goosebumps.
It was such an amazing just moment when we presented it to her at her graduation, and when I talked to her afterwards, she said, I so want to run over to that counselor and stick this diploma and this scholarship in his face and say, see, I didn't quit.
And that's a wind fire talking.
Yeah. I was like, okay, you're living your element, but just a powerful. And then she did come. I own a door and window store as well, and she comes into my office, and she works 2 days a week for me in my office as she's going to school. So she's really, once she found out wind, fire, and where I'm gifted, and she loves administration, and she loves helping people and nurturing and growth, and there's just so many things about her personality type that she's gotten hold of, that she's just out there living it every single day and in pretty much every pillar right now that she can, because she just wants to be able to serve in every area until she finishes her degree with nursing, because she feels like that's going to kind of limit her. And as a wind, she doesn't want to be too limited. She likes to keep her options open. Right. She wants to keep her options open, so she's definitely checking out the other options. And then I did get an amazing postcard from a student who went through my Path for Teens process and then went to Africa to go on a missions trip. And on the postcard, she thanked me for the process of Path for Teens and how it allowed her the time and the space to discover who she was truly created to be and how it's helped her find her true purpose in life.
Wow, Chanel, this is so
amazing.
Wonderful.
It's so
now,
rewarding.
It's, Path for Teens is now in some of the schools in the area, right? Tell us what the program is locally there.
That is correct. Path for Teens, this summer I put 200 students through ShareFest's Youth Development Academy. And that is an academy that's held on the campus of Cal State Dominguez Hills. And it's in place because there's no school programs this summer because of the budget cuts. All the budgets were cut. So students from Banning High School and Carson High School came to the college campus and went through a youth development academy. And in that two-week process, I had the students, 200 students, about 100 per week, go through the Path for Teens process and come out with, you know, a mission statement for their lives and a vision for their future, going back to the high schools. And then we also have Path for Teens in Avalon High School, which is a continuation high school in the city of Wilmington, in
and
California.
The police department got behind the Path for Teens as well, didn't they? Can you tell us?
Yes, that's correct. The police department, the LAPD, are the founders of Operation Progress that provide the scholarships. So because there was no funding from the LAUSD, the school district, Operation Progress decided that they would pick up the tab for the students for the pilot program at Avalon High School to put the leadership students through the Path for Teens program.
And are they pleased with the results?
They are very pleased with the results, and they're trying to find different ways for us to continue that relationship where we can raise money through Operation Progress and put it into the school systems to help mentor those students in that area.
Chanel, I am so proud of you, I could just bust right now. I mean, here you are, you're running your own windows and door company, and literally that's what you're doing for students and teens, is opening windows and doors for them into a positive future.
It's an amazing process. I'm very humbled.
And you've trained people from around the globe. We send them to you for training, and then they go out and do work in countries like New Zealand and Australia. And I just want to thank you especially for your commitment. I know that you're trained in almost all of our programs, and we look to you for inspiration because you have taken the word and made it flesh. You have taken what you've been given, and you have shared it so generously with the world around you, starting one step at a time in your community. We like to say that we're changing the world one mission at a time, and you are certainly doing that. So if anybody is interested in learning more about the Path for Teens program, please go to my website, lauriebethjones.com. And Chanel, how can people reach you on your website? Do you have a website, or
do people
want to contact you directly?
Yes, ma'am. It's Chanel, Chanell, at pursuitofpurpose.net.
Pursuitofpurpose.net. That really sums you up in three words. And again, we're so blessed to know you, Chanel. Thank you for taking the time out of your workday today. Thank you for all the work you're doing for everyone you touch. And I hope that this program has been an inspiration and that people listening not only hear the word, but go do it and get more information from us. Blessings to you, Chanel. Have a great day.
Thank you, Lori.
Good job. Well
done. Thank you so much.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.